This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
And we're back. All right, so we have some interesting stats. We're talking about the Jets quarterback situation, which never seems to get old. Right. People want to talk about it. And this was very interesting. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers, and some people don't want him. He's on the downside, blah, blah, blah. He didn't have a great year last year. All right, so we all agree he didn't have a great Aaron Rodgers year. He won the MVP the two previous, right?
Yes.
Well, his 2022 season would rank among all Jet quarterbacks in a single season. Here's where he ranks. He threw for 3,695 yards, fifth all-time in the history of the Jets. 26 touchdowns, tied for third. 91.1 quarterback rating. Pretty bad for him, right? Tied for fourth all time. So even in his down year, which everybody would say is one of the worst years he's had in his career, he'd be one of the greatest quarterbacks in Jet history. So I don't understand people that essentially have been eating spam for all these years. They're offered a nice, thick, juicy burger, and no, they're holding out for Chateaubriand. This could be Chateaubriand. I know he's 40 years old, so that takes right away from the allure. But this is a big, thick, let's say, steak. Not the best steak you could ever buy. You're not at Del Frisco's, but it's a pretty good steak. And you're going to say no? And is this steak better than Carr? Is it better than Garoppolo? In my opinion, it is. And I'm not blind, everybody. I'm not blind. I know he's a pain in the rear. He's just that guy. He's always going to be a little bit of an irritant. And I wonder how he would deal with New York picking apart everything that he says. Two talk radio stations, countless newspapers, a lot of websites,
right,
an active Twitter. I wonder how. But I think he is so in love with himself and impressed with himself, I think he gets through it fine.
But honestly, that should be the least of your concerns. I mean, really, you think that's a big deal? As long as he goes out there and performs, so he's a nozzle. So what? There's right been other nozzles that played in New York before. You know, believe me, when Kyrie's lighting it up, there's not a net fan in the world that worries about his political beliefs or things that he says and does. And the thing about Rodgers is it hasn't really affected his play at all, because when he was the height of nozzly, he won back-to-back MVPs. Right?
Well, I mean, so, at the beginning of this year, there were over that stretch when they really took themselves out of the hunt, I think there was some concern, you know, was this guy too busy running his mouth and doing ayahuasca over the summer, and has the team paid the price for it? But then as we saw, it really wasn't about that.
No.
That is not really what held that team back.
No, there's a lot of other issues besides him. His thumb was a concern that I don't think gets brought up enough. He wasn't 100%. He lost his best receiver, and there's a lot of dysfunction around the Packers that also might have led to the why he's only has the one Super Bowl. And Mike McCarthy might have been a major reason for that as well. But, again, you just can't caught up in that. The guy goes out there and plays. He never misses any games for any major injury for quite a long time in his career. So you wouldn't worry about that. And so he might be that guy. Heck, one of the most popular Jets ever was Darrell Revis, who held out how many different times? There wasn't drama around him all the time? Is he going to play? Is he going to the Roscoe's Diner to negotiate a contract? I mean, listen, you live with it. If that's something that concerns you, then forget it, because then it's probably going to be an issue. But do you really think it's going to affect his play and be a problem? I don't
think so either. The only thing I'm concerned about is, how long is he going to be here? And is 2 years worth two first-round draft picks? Because there's a value attached to these draft picks.
Sure.
And you're going to be paying him $58 million. So that will stop you from being able to do other things. The one thing that I disagree, as I drop my glass, the one thing I disagree with what everybody talks about is the Jets are a ready-made team. No, they're not. They're not a perfect team. They have more talent than the Giants, but I mean, against Detroit, were they able to stop Detroit from scoring in a game that they had to win? Their defense was somewhat suspect at times. It was. It's not a perfect team. Everybody thinks, no, well, you bring in a quarterback, they're going to win a Super Bowl. No, they're not. They've got to do other things. So once you chew up $58 million, there's other things you can't do, Don. That's my only concern.
I know, but, you know, look at it this way. If Aaron Rodgers was on the Jets this year, they might be still playing.
I don't know.
However you want to do it, championship defense. I understand they gave up that 41-yard touchdown that killed them on that 4th-and-1.
That was done in slow motion.
But it's still a top-5 defense. All right, they've got weapons on offense that if you plugged in an Aaron Rodgers who could possibly play close to the level he did when he won back-to-back MVPs, now you're dancing with Mahomes. You're dancing with Allen. You just are because you'll have that quarterback, albeit for maybe only a couple of years, but now you're in the conversation. You are. Is it a lock you're going to win the Super Bowl? No, a lot of things have to happen. Also, do you have the coach that can do it? I mean, I'm sorry. We love Robert Saleh, but that's going to be a question mark, right? How will he coach in a big game? You know, can he lead this team to a championship? Yeah, there's a lot of question marks, Michael, but with that talent, the way that they played, staying in it as long as they did without any quarterback, but we're not talking about bad quarterback play. We're talking about zero at that position. They got zero at that position. And then you put a Hall of Famer on there? I like their chances, Michael. It's not a guarantee, but I like their chances of making the playoffs and dancing.
I think you are where I am, which is I do think this team has a lot of potential and is close. I think we've gone a little crazy locally here with the kind of championship-ready idea.
We went crazy after the Giants beat the Vikings.
It just feels a little bit like, Don, I agree with you. They're a quarterback away from being able to dance. I don't think they're a quarterback away from a championship.
They stopped getting takeaways in the second half of the season. In fact, they were 29th in the NFL in takeaways, which is a big part of defense. They didn't stop the run always all the time. Okay. So it's not a perfect defense. I know the numbers tell you 5th, but we watched the games. We watched every second of the game. They didn't get big stops when they had to.
But is it better than Kansas City's defense? Is it better than Buffalo's defense? Is it better than Cincinnati's defense? It could be.
Could be.
So I don't know if Kansas City's got a championship-caliber defense. Certainly, when Buffalo played Kansas City last year, neither of those two defenses looked championship-worthy, but somebody had to win the game.
Man, you know what's crazy? Look at those stats, Michael, of the top defenses. San Francisco and Philly are both top 3 defenses, yardage and turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's the real
thing. You got to get the turnovers, and the Jets stopped doing that in the second half. So, listen, I think the Jets might have even made the playoffs this year if Breece Hall didn't get hurt.
Maybe.
Because I think he took a lot away from their quarterbacks. He was great. He was going on to a great year. So that's somebody that you're going to get back. That's important as well.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, and I'm sure somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, just off the top of my head watching the games. Why do you think there was a time Zach Wilson was 5-2 as a quarterback? You think it had anything to do with him?
Right.
Or did it have to do with the defense doing everything they could to keep them in games and allow pedestrian quarterback play to be enough to go 5-2 in that span? So you plug in a great quarterback, then maybe you're 7-0 in that span, and now you're a playoff team.
Now, one thing that I'm not going to deal with here is the Jet fans that say, well, just bring back Zach Wilson. No. The people that are in love with, well, let's let our players do. No. We all agree that they need a quarterback. Now, I'm not of the group that says you get rid of the Zach Wilson. See if you can save him. Because right now he's at an all-time low value-wise. And he was the second pick in the draft. So I'm not just giving him away. Let him sit and be the second quarterback and maybe learn from a quarterback who's really good. Whether that quarterback is Carr, Garoppolo, Lamar Jackson, or Rodgers. It's got to be one of those four. It can't be somebody else. Am I right? Is that legitimate?
He's never gotten to learn from a pro.
No.
Right. Joe Flacco has seen his better days, so that wasn't learning from anybody.
No, he was checked out.
And Mike White is a figment of his team's imagination. Sorry, Jet fans. Sorry, Ira. Everybody fell in love with the guy. Guy can't stay healthy, which is unfortunate, but please.
But even if Aaron Rodgers came to the Jets and said to Zach Wilson, do not speak to me. I'm not going to talk to you. Just being in the same room with Aaron Rodgers is going to help him. Watching a great quarterback in practice, how he prepares. Through osmosis, he should get better just being on the same team with him. And I don't think Rodgers will be necessarily helpful, but I don't think he'll be like that. But even if he was like that, you'd still learn something from him. But I'm sorry, guys. I understand the long view of things. I get that. But God, when you've got a chance to improve yourself immediately at this kind of a level, are you going to let the future get in the way of really doing that?
And for those that didn't join us at the beginning of the show, we'll tie it together with what the Knicks did. The Knicks held on to draft picks rather than get Donovan Mitchell. They held on to R.J. Barrett rather than get Donovan Mitchell. And Emmanuel Quickley, a very nice player, but not Donovan Mitchell. The Jets can't make that same mistake. Don't hold on to draft capital when you have a chance to improve. Because I'll tell you what, Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh, they're singing for their supper this year. They don't make the playoffs, they're gone. Definitely Saleh's gone.
Yeah.
And I would think Douglas is going to be gone too. So don't worry about the future because you will not be a part of it unless you get a quarterback.
You just brought up something really interesting, Michael. If you're Joe Douglas or Robert Saleh and this year is so important, how do you not make this deal? How could you have the arrogance to say, I can't give up that 13th overall pick because it might help us down the road? The chances of you being here after another bad season are like nil. So doesn't that put you in a position, if you're Joe Douglas, I got to make this trade? Because if I don't and we miss the playoffs again next year, I'm out of a job.
They have
so what
to look
does he care about
way.
The picks?
This is a very cold business.
Oh,
very cold business.
How long are you going to go?
You don't get 5 years anymore. So 3 years is a lot. He's getting a third year, and you better have a quarterback to do it. They thought it was Zach Wilson, and making that Zach Wilson mistake is on both of their ledgers. Can't get out from under that. You made the decision. You liked him. You worked him out. You did all the psychological tests. You did all of that stuff, and you said, oh, yeah, this is the guy. Couldn't have gotten it more wrong. So now you better get it right. Don't hold on to draft picks that you will never make. Ever. Just don't do it. Not worth it.
Now, he'll make this one. He'll make this year's pick, but will he make next year's pick?
Right.
And forget about the history of the NFL, Michael. Woody Johnson, how long was Mike Hagnon here? How long was Itzik here? How long was Mike Tannenbaum here with back-to-back championship game appearances? I mean, you don't have this job forever. Eventually, you're going to get fired. And the more years you miss the playoffs, better chance it's going to happen sooner than later.
Don, we're going to drop in a very important nugget that I just found out.
Yes.
Peter, if you're watching on Yes, wearing a bright yellow sweatshirt, and it says Department de la Galerie.
Galerie.
Right. So TMKS Burner writes that Rosenberg Radio is low-key wearing a $500 sweatshirt. Massive flex.
Is that true?
Come on, dog.
I don't remember the exact price of this sweatshirt. I don't think it's $500. That sounds very high.
Listen, I don't know what you make, Peter. I know you make a good living.
Good living. Three big jobs.
I still think that you're in the stratosphere of you would know if you spent $500 on it.
Well, let me just say this about this sweatshirt, okay? Number one,
I can't read.
The gallery department is a business that a lot of people in the hip-hop world support. It's a black-owned kind of luxury clothing line from Los Angeles. And I will have you know, guys, this sweatshirt is reversible. So, I get two sweatshirts out of one.
Well, what's the other side say?
It says Art That Kills, I think. Yeah, Art That Kills. It has a whole different look. It's a completely different shirt on the inside. So, Don, that kind of counts as two shirts, $250 a pop. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. So, Michael, I think
you're unbelievable.
He has crossed the Rubicon, Don. My sweatshirts are either free or from Champion.
But you wouldn't wear that. I mean, I this is an item that I could wear to a thing. It's different than a Champion sweatshirt. You know, listen, I don't have children yet. There's going to be a time when I can't buy stupid things. But right now, every once in a while, and by the way, I'm still very painstaking about when I waste money. I sit there, I compare, I wait for deals, I blah, blah, blah. But every once in a while, you just say, hey, I want to get something.
Yeah, I think it's splurge. There's nothing wrong with splurging.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying.
On that?
I splurge, and I know exactly how much I splurged. And if it's $500, you know you paid $500.
That may be true.
Right.
That may be true. But what am I supposed to do? What would you rather have me do? Come right out and go, that's right.
Well, not that way. It's just like,
yeah, but I'm getting the impression, Peter, about
be
you,
like
the
Michael,
new Peter Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Like, if you were walking down Fifth Avenue, Manhattan, right, and you saw five $100 bills.
Don't even bother picking it up.
And there was a piece of gum on one of them. You'd walk right by. You wouldn't even care. You wouldn't even deign to, like, bend over and pick it up because it had gum on it.
Listen,
that's where you are right now.
Well, listen, if that's true, the wedding vendors I'm dealing with don't see me that way.
I'm still haggling.
I'm still haggling like it's 1997, okay?
The way he's haggling, Don, I'm getting the feeling that the wedding that we're going to end up going to is going to be on a street corner with a hot dog vendor. Because he doesn't seem like he's really into spending the money it's going to take to have the wedding of the size and scope that
well,
he wants.
He may not be into spending it, but he will spend it.
Do you want to know, Peter, before you know, like when, before this gets rolling, how I actually registered at Citibank for my wedding?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, because you want people to defray the cost. I don't think you need a toaster. You're 48 years old. You have toasters.
I'm 43, first of all, and Natalie's 33, and between the two of us, we have everything we need.
Right. That's correct. Need curtains. You don't need bed sheets. None of that. You don't need towels. You need cash. You want to defray the cost of the party.
Honestly, it's the only gift. Come on. Where we live, guys.
No.
If you're wrapping a wedding gift, don't even go.
I think if you're sort of like a friend on the fringe, right?
Nope.
Who
cash
who
is the only thing that's accepted.
No, hold on, hear me out.
Zero exceptions.
That's not true.
They shouldn't even be invited to the fringe.
Let's say someone found an awesome, somewhat expensive piece of art that they knew we would love that they want to put in our home. I'm not against
that. How much is that worth?
What piece of art you would love. No one knows.
Yeah, no one knows. Because
people who know me know.
If you're just going to spend $2,000 on a painting, just write a check for $2,000. Really, what are you trying to do?
Beautiful.
Don't try to spin the world in a different direction, okay? Stop trying to reinvent the wheel, all right? I don't throw your taste on me. Don't try to show any imagination.
What if you had a friend who was a renowned artist themselves?
Nope.
So if Keith Haring was still
alive. Yeah, if Keith Haring went to your wedding, Don.
Oh, I take one of his paintings and sell it for a lot of money.
Imagine Basquiat shows up to your wedding. You're telling me he gives you a painting and you would have said, no, you know what, Basquiat, at the time, I want $150. That painting now would be worth $3 million.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Are you inviting Basquiat?
I don't know what you're going to become. You may become nothing.
He can't come anymore.
And I'm not saying that you have to even give anything. You know, because some people I don't believe in the whole you got to pay for the plate. There's some people that can't afford that. And I'll invite you. Don't bring anything.
Don, you know what
you
should
do? But if you're going to gift something, it's money.
I think that what you should do, just to avoid giving money, is just give DVDs of some of your hockey calls. You've got them.
Oh, no, the CDs, yeah.
Yeah, the CDs that he collects.
That's nice.
He doesn't want that.
Yeah, Calgary.
I mean, it could
2/12/13. You know, you have the date on it, and it's just Flames Rangers.
2008.
I'll even give you, because I'll give you all the notes. I have all the notes and my card. Wow. You get it all.
Wow. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Woodbridge. Mikey.
Michael, Don, Peter, thanks for letting me on. Big shout out to the company. Before I get into my Jets point, I just want to say, Peter, I agree with you. I had a semi-famous photographer cousin gave me a signed photograph of David Bowie for my wedding gift. Loved it. One of my favorite gifts
that's pretty cash
equivalent.
So the Jets. I've been listening to the station all day. Jet fans like the one you mentioned before, Michael, that called the station and cry that Aaron Rodgers is going to cost too much. They're wrong. They're ignorant. They're dumb. I don't care if JD's got to send a kidney over to Matt LaFleur. You get the Aaron Rodgers deal done, and you don't even think twice about it. That's it. I'd like to hear you guys say, I'm going to hang up. Thanks.
You know what? There's not much to say to that, Mike. I think we're all in agreement with you.
That's the answer.
Derek Carr could end up being just money. I mean, because at some point the Raiders have to release him. Otherwise, they're going to be liable for the rest of his salary, which is a lot.
And I guess it's possible that Derek Carr could be better than Rodgers. There is that possibility. But if you're playing the percentages, are you going to let, well, he's cheaper. So I'm going to go with the obvious less quality quarterback because it's cheaper. So you're going to let the picks get in the way. And then what if those picks turn out to be nothing? It's the 13th overall pick this year, and the hope is, if you get Aaron Rodgers, it's the 32nd overall pick next year. What are those going to pan out to be? You know, I'm sorry. Very rarely do you get an opportunity at truly being great. And, yeah, it could explode. The great moves, Michael, have the most devastating consequences when they go negative. But that's what daring to be great is. That's the dare part. Yeah, it could crash and burn and be a colossal embarrassment. But if it cashes in, it could be the greatest season that, let's face it, 75% of our Jet fan base has never seen.
Let's go to Matthew in Lyndhurst. Matthew.
Hello?
Hello, okay. Matt.
Airport. Yeah, I could crash.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes,
yes. Yes. No, I just want to give my input on the Jets and the whole situation with Aaron Rodgers. I'm not a Jets fan. Just want to put it out there. I'm a huge Giants fan. But I still believe that the Jets are going to still be a mediocre team, even if they get Aaron Rodgers. The only reason why I believe that is you still have Robert Saleh as the head coach. Between them two, between Aaron Rodgers' attitude and the way his professionalism is, and Saleh just showing that he can't coach at all, and then now you have the whole OC.
Matthew, you're being a little bit dry. So let me ask you a question. The Jets were what this year? They were mediocre, right?
Yeah.
So you add one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time to the team, same coach, and you think they'd still be mediocre?
I still believe they will, because if you look at, again, being a Giants fan, if you look at Daboll and what he did with the Giants and what he did with Daniel Jones, if they don't change or fire or look for another coach and replace Saleh, I think it still stays the same team.
I disagree with you. I'm sorry, I disagree. You're telling me that you add a Hall of Fame quarterback to the same team that, what were they, 7-10?
They were 7-10.
7-10. They'd have the same record? You don't know what you're watching. And for you to say with any certitude that Robert Saleh is terrible, did he show you that he was terrible? Now, he didn't do anything that lit you up, but he didn't tell me anything that he was terrible.
But it makes
You're
making no sense. You won 7 games, getting nothing at the quarterback position. I drop in a Hall of Famer, and you're still going to win 7 games? Like, I don't even think that's possible, unless he got hurt. I guess he hates Robert Saleh. Then how did he get – if Robert Saleh is that bad, with that quarterback play, they shouldn't have won a game. They're actually playing meaningful games in December, Michael. He doesn't get any credit for that.
I don't get it. Well, that was a strange call. Eric Church is coming to PNC Bank Arts Center on Friday, August 25th. Be caller number 8 right now at 888-987-ESPN, and you'll score a pair of tickets brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. So TP sends this on Twitter. Old Michael Moneybags buying champion sweatshirts like he could take his money with him to the afterlife.
It's a salient point.
But here's my answer to that. I wear a sweatshirt to be comfortable and warm. I'm not trying to make a fashion statement. I'll do that with suits and ties. So if I can buy a champion sweatshirt for $20 and Peter's got a $500 sweatshirt, I'm going $20. And you know what? Everybody says you can't take it to the afterlife. You have no idea. That could be the way they keep score. You have no idea.
And what do you mean? I need to hear more about that.
Up to the gates of heaven, right?
I want
to
hear more about that.
How much money did
you're
going to
bribe? So you're saying you might bribe the guy at the gates?
No, not bribe. St. Peter goes, how much money did you end up with? And I go, blank, blank. He goes, all right, you're in the third level.
Wow, I don't think it.
That is,
but we don't know. Nobody knows what the afterlife is, if there is one.
No, I'm very confident that if you believe in an afterlife, you can't believe money has anything to do with it.
I was going to say that if you're an atheist, I can understand you having that point of view.
Yeah, are you an atheist?
No, but if you're an atheist, you don't believe in an afterlife. I'm just saying we don't know how to keep score. And another thing, okay, my $25 champion sweatshirt, right, and Peter's $500 gallery sweatshirt, okay. That means that when I do pass away, I have, me, $475 more to give to Callie and Charlie. Peter's a selfish imp.
Now, real quick, though, your whole thing is for naught, because you just explained it's not about getting that you never get nice clothes. It's that you wouldn't do it for a sweatshirt.
Right.
But you wear suits professionally every day. I have things I go to professionally where I would wear nice casual wear.
Listen, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just
Don, you hear what I'm saying?
I hear everything that you're saying.
We all prioritize the things we prioritize.
You'll spend $1,800 on a suit.
Right. If you want to spend $1,800, we all have our thing.
Yeah. Speaking of suits, when's our buddy going to send more suits for the new Yankee season? I need it. Because I don't like to spend money on suits either.
We'll talk about this. By the way, what a schnur move. I mean, Don, the guy who has the nerve to come after people, he accused me of walking out with shopping bags from the UBS.
I should have taken a picture.
And now here you are just blatantly schnurring for suits on the radio.
LV will send me a suit. I know he will. Couple. Anyway, we come back with Dan Orlovsky. A very disconcerting picture showed up on social media today about Dan. And we'll bring it up with him because that's what we do.
And another food take the other day that just made me sick.
Oh, I didn't see this. You'll have to bring it up when he comes on. That's in a moment right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
The Dan Orlovsky Report brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Dan, I got to tell you, one of the great things in life is aging beautifully. And I saw a picture of you as a younger man today, and then I see you on TV now. And you're exponentially more handsome than you were. Do you realize that you have aged so well?
No, not so well. Will Blackman, a good buddy, sent that out. Honestly, the first thing that went through my mind when I saw it was like, yo, how did my wife say yes? How did my wife go like, yeah, I'm going to marry that? Like, that was a bad representation of anything. And then when everyone said I look like Khabib, that made it a little bit more tougher. But it was a bad look, man. I don't know. Thank God that I got a little money because it was headed down
Well said. Well said.
All right. So
the
big question that we've had over the last couple of days is when the possibility of Aaron Rodgers being traded reared its ugly head. If you're the Jets, is that what you're going for no matter what it costs?
I think you have to be pretty deep entertaining, yes. Everyone knows next year is a massive year for Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh. This is a team that is plenty capable of not only being a playoff contender, but, you know, winning games in the playoffs. There's a lot of pieces offensively. They got to stay healthy up front, but they can't go in with – I mean, who else are you going to really go get to sit there and go, yup, not Jimmy G, good player, not Derek Carr, good player. There's no difference maker. And I think that with Rodgers, you sit there and go, if we can get the right play caller, maybe Nathaniel Hackett, yo, we got a chance to really win big-time football games. So, yeah, unless it's impossible, I think you got to really entertain it.
And how many years do you think you can get a really good Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I think 3 years, at least two, but I think three. You know, I think you could be reinvigorated with a new start, a new challenge. I mean, everyone talks about Aaron this year, and they don't bring up the thumb. You know, 2 years removed, back-to-back MVPs, breaks his thumb, and all of a sudden he stinks. So I think you could get 3 years, but probably two very good football seasons.
See, now you study every single pass of most of the plays in the NFL. So I'm asking you, Dan, you look at his numbers, and for him they're not good, although they're top five all-time in Jets history for a quarterback if it was a single season. Did he have a bad year? Was it a product of the fact that his receivers were young and they were learning things, or was it all the thumb?
Oh, there's always multiple reasons, Ryan Michael. There's not a single reason. You know, I'd say this. Number one, the young receivers were young. They did not perform well early on, and then they didn't play together. So there was no continuity built. Number two, the thumb. I mean, he broke his thumb. And I don't need to tell people the impact that that has. Number three, his offensive line
was a revolving door and underperformed. They got two great players on their offensive line. Elgton Jenkins was a guard, and Bakhtiari, their left tackle. Bakhtiari was like game-time decision basically every week. He did not play up to his expectation level, nor did Elgton Jenkins. So there's always a multitude of reasons why. And the thumb didn't allow them to get under center nearly as much as they want to, and so they became very predictable. If you ask me, can Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he said it himself, play MVP caliber football still? There's no doubt in my mind.
The injury report for Kansas City does not have Patrick Mahomes on it. Do you buy that he's close to 100%?
Yeah, I do. You know, listen, Patrick's an alien, first of all. So, and if you've ever seen Patrick in person, and I love Patrick, he's my favorite player in the NFL. He doesn't have this lower body or this calf. He's got cankles. So, like, those things, they're like trying to get through a firewall. You know, they're unbeatable. So I think that helps him a little bit, watching him move around. I'm not overly concerned. I didn't think this was going to be a Patrick Mahomes game anyway before the injury. I always thought this was going to be a Pacheco game. So I feel pretty confident he's going to play relatively the way he wants.
All right, so who do you see winning this game? Because we won't talk to you before the weekend, so who do you see winning this one?
Yeah, I think Cincinnati wins the football game. I think because of the style that Kansas City wants to play on defense, where Spags, their defense coordinator, is like, here's pressure and here's man. If they do that, and they usually do, you just can't match up against Cincinnati and their trips formation. And I think that gives Cincinnati a big advantage because of the style that they want to play. If Kansas City somehow able to really be methodical on offense, which is, again, their style, if they're capable of doing that, I think they can steal a possession back from Cincinnati to keep it tight. But Cincinnati's playing so well.
And what do you see from the NFC?
Philadelphia. I don't know how you stop Philadelphia's offense. I mean, they run like six plays, but each play has, kind of thought their Giant game would be closer. Each play's got like four or five options. And if you watch San Francisco last week on four different occasions, Dallas ran a little bit of a zone read, designed quarterback run, RPO, all four plays were good. And that's the foundation of Philly. And I think that they should have offensive success, even though San Francisco's defense is great. And then Philadelphia's defensive front, like, if they can win first down, San Francisco's offensive line is not built to play drop-back pass football.
I'm wondering, you know, I want to go back to one of the games over the weekend. Do you believe that Josh Allen is not the same player because Brian Daboll left? Is Brian Daboll that important to him, or were there other factors?
I think not only Josh Allen, but the whole Buffalo offense. That's absolutely 100% fair to say. If you watch the difference in play, style, decision-making, and I use one word, Michael, calm. I mean, Josh was developing into this calm player. His feet were very balanced. They were very rarely frantic. He was efficient when teams dared him to be, but yet still superstar talent playmaking when it was needed. And that slowly dissipated this year. If you watch him, just go watch the game from this past weekend. It was really probably the most it's been frantic. Like, he'd get to the top of his drop, and all of a sudden he would turn around like and run around like he was in the movie Scream. And it was like, hey, bud, chill out, you know? And I think that they lost that a little bit this year. They've lost the demand of that, the play call, that rhythm that allowed him to be into there. Their run game's a joke. I think, you know, like I said, this Buffalo's built like a Big 12 football team. You know, but that doesn't win you Super Bowls in January. And that's what really they got to get back to, is being built to win identity and philosophically in January.
All right, so let me extrapolate that question out then. Is Daniel Jones a product of Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka? And if so, could they take any quarterback and get the same kind of production that they got out of Daniel Jones?
I think you're going to be able to take other quarterbacks, yes. I'll answer that question this way, Michael. Yes, he's a product of those guys. The second part of that is, how many quarterbacks do we think are in the NFL, not think, that we definitively feel or know
yes, you can win a Super Bowl because or with. Okay, how many? I think there's like 14 to 15.
Right.
And I'm not going to include guys that are rookies, and I'm not going to include guys that like have injury issues, maybe like a Tua, right? We don't know that. So does Daniel fit into that category of, you know what, with the right coaches and the right pieces, I think we can win a Super Bowl with this guy? As crazy as I feel saying this, I think he earned the right to be in that group. I do. Now, it would have to be one of those situations where you got two or three really good perimeter players and a top seven run game and a top 10 defense. But I think you could say definitively, like, because of what he did this year and getting rid of the mistakes and then making some big plays, I feel pretty good about saying he's like, now maybe he's the 15th guy in that grouping, but I don't know if you're taking Ryan Tannehill and saying, well, we got a good player, so let's go win the whole thing. I think we got to give Daniel a little bit of a benefit of the doubt in that.
So how much you pay him?
I think you follow the Kirk Cousins model. I believe the tag is 33. I'd love to pay him 33.5, 34.
And what's the dead walk away number?
I don't think that you get into like that 38 to 42 range. I think you're seeing that in Dallas, right? I remember when mm-hmm. Dallas wanted to pay Dak Prescott, said, man, do not pay a good player, great player money. Don't do it. I don't care if it's the market. You still have the chance to say no. And it takes cuts. It takes balls like Howie Roseman did 2 years ago with Philly. But I think you get high 30s, low 40s, and you start going, no, we're overpaying immensely.
All right, Peter, did you have one final question for
Dan? Yeah, it's an important one, too. Dan, how do you feel about the fact that you're slowly but surely becoming the Skip Bayless of food takes?
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
Well, after seeing Skip's Kitchen, that's an embarrassing thought from you to me. All right, so here's the story of the taco, okay?
Yeah, by the way, the tweet was this most recent one, because there's one every week, and he gets incredible. The reason I'm calling you Skip Bayless, you get incredible engagement on it. You know people love to hate it. He just posts a picture of a taco with cucumbers in it, and he writes, hear me out, cucumbers and tacos, kind of a game changer. Please go ahead.
All right, so here's my feelings on Twitter, right? Like, I go to Twitter, and it's strictly a place for me to like be a news, my own news station, right? But I also think like we can just, I really want to get people back to like just being able to laugh, man. Like sometimes in life you just need to be an idiot and laugh. So we're at our friend's house, my wife comes up, that was my wife's taco plate, and she was like, yo babe, Timmy told me to put tacos, Timmy's our friend, Timmy Dolnier, he's a phenomenal cook, and he's like, put cucumbers in a taco, it's actually pretty good. And he looks at me, because he always talks about Twitter with me, and he's like, you got to put it on Twitter. And I'm like, absolutely. So I take a little bit of a bite, and he's like, yo, people are going to kill you over this. I'm like, exactly. So part of the joy I get out of it is seeing how angry people get over, like, guys, that's just a taco, man. Like, you ain't got to tell me to go kill myself over the taco. It's not that serious.
But it's funny, because in other words, what you're saying is you are also kind of okay being the Skip Bayless of food takes.
I'm okay with people just totally losing their minds over my feelings and or opinions on food. Like, guys, it has zero impact on their life. Zero. But you're, like, totally losing your mind over it. But I will say this. It was good. It was a nice little change. It kind of,
right.
like, gave a little sweetness and crunch to it.
I got to tell you, I'm a big cucumber guy. I will try that.
Yeah, I hate it.
It would be good.
I don't hate it. It's not your worst take.
I just dip cucumbers in ranch like all day long. Like my wife will just cucumbers ranch. I'll just dip them solo.
See, I'll tell you what though. It's all circular right now. That's why Dan Orlovsky was not handsome with the Lions, and now he's drop dead gorgeous with ESPN. It's because of his diet.
There we go.
There you go.
There we go. The body is a machine. Fuel it the right way. You know?
See, I get you, Dan. Thanks, man.
All right, boys.
That's the Dan Orlovsky Report, brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. For pain-free life, visit samwellpain.com today. Superbox and Bonanza coming up. More of your phone calls, ENN as well. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Split the ice apart and break the frozen.
Ice picks. Ice picks. Ice picks. Ice picks.
Well, it's now time for today's Ice Picks, driven by Nissan. Two straight days of three-leg parlays that you cashed in on. If you bet, I'm going to go with a two-legger today. I'm going to go with the Islanders on the money line against the Senators in Ottawa and the Oilers on the money line at home against the Columbus Blue Jackets, and that is at plus 154. Is that correct, Anthony?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So that's plus 154. So go with the Islanders and the Oilers, a two-leg parlay. That's today's Ice Picks driven by Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today.
Just giving people money. That's what
Isn't that nice?
Well, we'll see.
Let's go to Chase in Illinois. He wants to talk about this. Chase.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I called yesterday. I bet with Don's parlay 2 days ago. And I bet with it last night, and you guys were talking about what he can give for a wedding gift. Just give out your ice picks. It's free money. It's phenomenal. You're killing it right now, Don.
I think parlays is the way to go, Peter. I think that's got to be the way
I like
it happens for me. I get too cute sometimes with these money lines and the goal and a half. Parlay is the way to go, and we'll see if I can do it for a third consecutive.
And you've been doing. You've been doing, it's money line parlays or puck line?
Money line parlays.
That's nice. So you don't have to worry about the puck nonsense.
Right.
That's the hard part. Like, calling scores in hockey is come on. It's
but now, the thing is, I can kind of go, but I'm giving you value. A plus 154, that's good, you know?
Are you handling the conspiracy story about DeMar Hamlin?
You know what? I didn't have that. Let's do it.
It's unbelievable what this world has become.
No, we'll just save it. Let's do it.
Oh. So you're going to do on ENN?
Let's do an ENN.
Oh, okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, of course.
I'd forgotten about it. It's literally the wildest thing I've ever
We really, as a people, not just this country, as a world, we've lost our collective minds. And there are enough soft-minded people that they buy it. Well, again, we'll talk about it in ENN.
Yes,
Let's go to John in Secaucus. John.
Yes, hello.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
Great. You?
Yeah, I'm good. I just want to talk about the Jets. I was listening to you guys talking about the Jets. I'd like to make a couple of points.
Okay.
Okay, you guys all made good points, and I agree, you know, with the bulk years, all years. But remember, point number one, if Adam Gase don't beat the Rams, we're in this, we're still in the Trevor Lawrence
absolutely
thing.
Yep. Yeah,
okay. Number two, who says Aaron Rodgers wants to even come here? I mean, you got Vegas and you got San Francisco possibly, you know? Trey Lance just had a surgery. Nobody knows if he's going to be ready. And if Brock, you know, if Brock Purdy wins the Super Bowl, okay, he's out there. And like, you know, like you said about the 13th pick with the Jets. I mean, who are you going to have available? Osiris Torrance or, you know, Brandon Jones? I mean, all the other great guys will be gone by then. So it makes sense for you, for the Jets to go out and get somebody. But can they get Aaron Rodgers? I don't think he wants to come here.
Well, that's the $58 million question. I mean, we're operating on the assumption that they can get him and that they could convince him. And Mike Tannenbaum has talked about the things that you would dangle in front of him to make him interested. But you're right, of course. If he doesn't want to come here, he's not going to come here.
Maybe he doesn't want to play. I don't know. Maybe he'll decide to retire or he stays in Green Bay. But we're going to the assumption that if he's available, don't have it be because you don't want him. Have it be because he doesn't want you.
Right. If he says he doesn't want you, then all right, you're not going to be able to get out on a date. You can't date him then.
All right.
It happens. You got to just suck it up.
That's right. It's 98.7 ESPN Superbox Bonanza 2023. Don gives you money with Ice Picks, and we give you this. This year, each of the 100 qualifiers will take home huge prizes, including Solo stoves, Beats headphones, Billy Joel tickets, Amex gift cards, and much more. So be caller number 8 right now at 888-987-ESPN to select a box for the big game with a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and the grand prize final score wins a trip to Bimini in the Bahamas plus $2,000 cash. It's a great giveaway. Get your boxes by listening weekdays in the 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours through February 3rd, which is the day after my birthday. And again, I'm curious, Don, Peter, have you started shopping at all for a gift for me? Because it's a milestone birthday.
It is?
62. Very big milestone.
I'll get you. I'll say happy birthday.
Yeah.
Shake your hand.
You know what? And then you'll get the same thing on February 13th, okay?
That's fine. I've never gotten a gift from you. You've never gotten a gift from me. Why is it going to change at 62 and 55? I don't get it.
Maybe it will. Maybe I'm going to really go all out for you.
You guys have a solid Big Ten college basketball score birthday going, 62-55. Or in Michael's case, you know, you just eclipsed Roger Maris' birthday. This is big.
Right. I tied Aaron Judge.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm the double nickel.
Double nickel, like the old Brian Butterfield.
Now, people would say it's your Larry Murphy birthday.
There you go. Very good job.
I'm here all week.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.